What's up, everybody? It's Daniel Ladd of Motivation. Today we're talking about, I don't know if you guys are ready for this, man, confronting the dark, being the light. You know, just because you're comfortable with the situation doesn't make it right. You know, make sure you're surrounding yourself around people that are encouraging the light of God, that are having their own praise party with Jesus, that are growing with the Lord. You know, don't be afraid to speak up and take a stand, even in the midst of hate and haters around you. It's because it's better to be hated and loved. If the love neglects to tell the truth, was it ever love in the first place? I'm gonna let you ponder on that. You know, be sure you're not allowing love based on what's comfortable and tolerable, but what God calls necessary is love. What's necessary love? Unconditional love that confronts the dark and brings the light. You don't have to do it rudely, but sometimes people need to know that it's not okay, that standing up for what's right is gonna happen, because the righteous are gonna get back up again. Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I'm not going to hide my light under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine. How many of you know that song? This is about being the light in a dark world. This is about confronting darkness. It's not easy to confront darkness. Sometimes it's challenging. You better have on the whole armor of God. You better be ready to go to war. And war's not fun, right? War's not something that that we sit back and we're okay with. You know, a lot of people are hesitant to go to war. So the more you think about it, you have to be prepared for war. You have to be. You have to be. So how do we do that? How do we prepare for war? Well, I think the first thing is you gotta know some Bible, right? You gotta be in the Word of God. You have to be willing to really seek God, get to know who God is. So I always go back to having a specific time with God, being in the presence of God. What does that mean? I mean, that means spending quality time with God. What does that look like? Looks like prayer. It might even look like fasting. It might even look like worship. Can you imagine having a dedicated time with the creator of the universe, the almighty God, the one that can lead the way, the knows all, be all, almighty, omega, omnipotent? Just for thought, you might get some supernatural guidance. You might get some supernatural guidance. You know, Isaiah 45:7-8 says, I create the light and make the darkness. I send good times and bad times. I, the Lord, am the one who does these things. Open up the heavens and pour out your righteousness. Let the earth open wide so salvation and righteousness can sprout up together. I, the Lord, created them. Is your righteousness showing? Is your salvation showing? Is it blowing? Let's go into another one. You know, Psalms 104:19-20. You made the moon mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to set. You set the darkness, and it becomes night, when all the forest animals prowl about. Why am I reading this to you guys? Because it's funny how when it gets dark, all the animals come out at night. I'll give you guys a perfect example. A coon went up a pear tree the other day, and it doesn't come out in the daytime. It comes out at night when it knows it can't get away with it. When no one else is watching, right? Little did it know we were watching. Little did it know we weren't going to let it steal what was ours, right? We won't tell you the rest of that coon story, but you can get laughing to the coon. Alright, anyways, my point of it is this, man. When there's darkness in the world, you better expect
expect to go to war, expect them to steal, expect them to betray, expect, see, the problem is, us Christians are living this oblivious life where we are expecting it all to go right, and it's not going to go right. We need to be realistic about the situation, that we live in a fallen world, and that we need to be ready for anything. Ready for anything means ready for anything. I'm going to say that again, it's going to sound kind of stupid, but ready for anything means ready for anything. The Bible has a lot to say about the darkness of the world, and we have to be ready for that darkness and willing to confront it. And what does that look like? How do you confront it? You know, what happened to a man and a woman, you know, a marriage that is biblical? We have to be willing to confront this, but us as Christians have gotten soft on the situation. But the Word of God makes it very clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. That is just what the Word of God says. This country was founded on the Word of God. Don't believe me. Go look at a dollar bill. It says, "In God we trust." That's not lukewarmness right there. That was bold faith being stated on every dollar bill. But somewhere along the lines, we forgot who we are as Christians. Stand up for what's right in the midst of darkness. So let's talk about this a little bit more. John 1, 4 through 5. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought life to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The light in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish. When your light's shining, it might seem like it's a little light, but in a dark room, let me tell you what, that light stands out. That light makes a path. That light makes clarity. That light makes it a way for other people to find. Have you ever seen a lighthouse in the middle of the dark? They use that lighthouse to find the shore, to find their way back, to find safety, to find somewhere to dock the ship, right? All of these things. But if that light isn't shining because they forgot to turn the light on, well, what happens to all the rest of the people who needed that light? You're that light. You're that light that needs to shine. So let's talk a little bit more about this fallen world and living in darkness. You know, John 3:19-20. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. Were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. See, a lot of times, people don't want to confront the darkness because they'd have to confront themselves. They'd have to get uncomfortable. They'd have to admit that they might be doing something wrong. So they avoid this. And they hide their evil ways because they know it's wrong. A good example of this is that raccoon, right? The raccoon waits so it's dark. Then goes up the pear tree to jack all of the fruit. He didn't want his sins to be exposed. I just think of a raccoon as a little bandit, right? But my point of it is this, man. What areas is the devil robbing in your life? Because you're willing to let the dark in. What areas? Is the devil working on in your life where you're allowing that darkness in? Just ponder that for a minute. Reflect in it. And remember that you're to be the light. Alright, man, let's go into one more. This is a pretty important one here. It's Matthew 6, 22 through 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. And if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? What kind of light are you guys showing, guys? Is it shining bright? Or is it ask you one day, you know, what'd you do with what I gave you?
All right, well, we won't go there. That's another sermon. I'm going to give you another verse, even though I might have said that was the last verse. Isaiah 5:20. How horrible it will be for those who call evil good and good evil. Who turn darkness into light and light into darkness. Who turn what is bitter into something sweet and what is sweet into something bitter. Let's not confuse what's right. Let's not confuse that a marriage between a man and a woman is right. Let's not confuse the fact that that's how a baby is created. Don't give me all this other nonsense, folks. I am trying to be real with you guys. I'm trying to be biologically real. I'm trying to be real with the fact that there just might be good, and that you can be that good. But the only way that evil is not going to exist is if you're willing to confront it. That means going and showing up to the school district and saying, hey, dude, this isn't going to fly. This, you know, a woman's restroom is a woman's restroom and a man's purse is a man's purse. Doesn't fly. What am I saying? Well, you figure it out for yourself. But it's time to stand up for what's right. It's time to be that light. No matter the consequence, because if the consequence for being a light is death, I'm okay with it. You know, there's a book that I really love. It's you might have seen it. You might want to check it out. Type in the old DC Talk book. It's a Jesus Freaks book. It's a Voice of the Martyrs, and it talks about all the people who sacrificed their life, shared their faith with the people that were persecuting them, despite all odds, despite all circumstances, even preaching while they were getting burnt alive, still preaching. Can you imagine how bright that light shined at that moment? They were, who is this God that they would be willing to lay down their life for and still preach the very last breath? Maybe that God's real. Let me tell you something, that God's definitely real. So my question today is, what kind of light are you shining? And just remember this too, what's done in the dark will one day be in the light. This is Daniel out of Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. Y'all take care.